let's focus on crops here in Ingham County. How has the hot temperatures in the early spring and the heat and the lack of rain in June and early July affected Ingham County's crops?
It's affected them quite severely. The first crop that is showing it to the full extent is the wheat that's taken off. Some of the wheat that we're taking off right now missed a rain early, and that's where we got a rain. We've got about a 10 bushel to the acre increase over the stuff that didn't get it, and it's just multiplying as every day goes on when we don't have rain into the other crops, corn, soybeans, and the produce.
What crops have been affected the most?
Right now, I'd say that probably the corn's being affected the most on it, and that's because some of the earlier planted corn is in the process of pollinating, and with the dry weather and the heat, it's just not conducive to good corn pollination. Some of the crops south of us, where it's already going through the pollination period, they're ending up with plants that are sterile, and pollination just isn't taking place because it was too dry to pollinate.
What's the expected yield and the price per bushel?
Well, the price per bushel is going all over right now. It's climbing because of the weather problems, but they're expecting USDA tomorrow on their monthly report to drop the estimated yield across the country another 12 bushel of the acre. That's what the experts say is going to happen, but whether they actually drop it, I don't know. But just recently, the crop ratings that they put out has got 30% of the crop in the country is either rated as poor or very poor because of this drought.
So that's going to affect a lot of the things that we buy, especially cereal. I noticed that the cereal that I've been buying for my kids, man, it's really expensive.
And the price of food will probably go up because of this, and you're going to start seeing it go up shortly, even though the crops aren't coming off, just because the prices are going up on the crops. The other thing in cereal, you know, you talk about cereal, but even closer to home, dairy products are going to be affected directly simply because of the cost of the feed that these farmers are going to have for the cows if they can find it. So,
what crops have been affected the least?
Soybeans, at least in our area, soybeans are a hardy crop. And while it slowed down the growing of the beans and some of the early pod sets, so it has cut the yield. As of today, the soybeans are weathering the drought better than the corn. The one thing that we start to run into when soybeans show that early is you get real dry weather, the plants become susceptible to other pests simply because the plants themselves aren't that healthy. And just in the last couple of days, we've started to see insect problems starting to roll into some of the beans.
All right, Jeff, I've got about 30 seconds left. Can some of these crops be saved if we have a nice rainy season, if you will, or is it too late for that?
No, it's not too late. It's too late for some of the things like sweet corn. The guy could grow it, tell me early sweet corn crop is pretty much shot. But the beans will produce. You'll get a yield off of them when they start to get rain. If the corn keeps enough water so that it does pollinate, it'll produce. The yields will all be down, but there will be a crop there.
All right, Jeff, we will talk with you again. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you.